This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Since December, around 800 people experiencing homelessness have received monthly cash payments through a new support program, Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
A study released Wednesday shows that the Denver Basic Income Project helped participants stay on top of their basic needs. People receive between $50 to $1,000 per month, no strings attached. The study said participants spent money on everything from shelter and food to first-time savings. Some used it to pay down debt so they could apply for subsidized housing. Researchers will release their full results when the program wraps in the fall. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Two Coloradans will help lead the U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team. Lindsay Horan from Golden is a co-captain. Her teammate, Sophia Smith from Windsor, is a prolific goal scorer. Smith's father, Kenny, says he knew Sophia could be a special athlete when she was just six.
I think her mentality has always been that she wants to be the best at whatever she's doing.
The U.S. team's first game is tomorrow evening. The Colorado Snow Sports Museum will induct five new members into its Hall of Fame next month. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The inductees include Cheryl Jensen, who founded a veterans winter sports program at Vail, and Seth Mejia, considered a pioneer in online ski journalism. John Norton is best known for convincing Aspen Ski Corporation to lift its snowboard ban. Sandy Hildner was the first female coach of the Winter Park ski team. And Hillary Nelson was one of the most accomplished ski mountaineers in the world. She died last year in an avalanche in Nepal. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.